dictation for Tasha, T-A-S-H-A, Fry, F-R-Y, July 2566. Tasha comes for follow-up regarding advanced renal failure. I haven't seen her since August. She is transitioning from one primary care to another. Used to see Dr. Gunnell, G-U-N-N-E-L-L. She's thinking about going back to Dr. Vashista, V-S in Victor, A-S-H-I-S-H-T-A. She has a stage 5 renal failure, hypertension, previously on dialysis, as well as peritoneal. Her major complaining is back pain, unable to sleep, leg pain. She denies any ulcers, gangrene. She denies vomiting. She's doing a diet, no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination. Denies edema. Prior smoker, discontinued 2012. Prior alcohol abuse, just discontinued a month ago. I review medications with her. She cannot tell me for sure if she is taking Norvasc, Coric, and Hydralazine. Supposed to be taking phosphorus binders, Renvela, but apparently not. Refuses to go to the emergency room, doesn't believe they can help her. Today, blood pressure high, 160, 104. This is on right-sided. Lungs are clear. No gross JVD, no pericardial rap, has an aortic systolic murmur, no arrhythmia, no ascites, no edema. She's just very miserable, depressed, with the last chemistries available from October, creatinine 5.7, representing a GFR of 8, stage 5. At that time, normal potassium, metabolic acidosis 18, elevated phosphorus 5.4, normal albumin, elevated calcium 10.8, anemia 11.1. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 5. Prior dialysis, was doing a very low Valium. She says that higher Valium was making her sick. I discussed with her about doing in-center dialysis, the placement of a dialysis catheter. At this moment, she is not ready. She understands that without dialysis or controlled blood pressure and other chemistries abnormalities, there is a high risk of morbidity and mortality. I ask her to get involved with palliative care or hospice. She's agreeable to talk to them. I'm increasing the amlodipine from 5 to 10 milligrams, assuming that she's really taking all these medications. We discuss about the metabolic acidosis, the anemia, elevated calcium, the elevated phosphorus. I offer her to start dialysis as soon as she's ready. We can ask radiologists to place a tunnel catheter. She's not ready for an AV fistula. She has documented low ejection fraction back in April, ejection fraction 34%, with evidence of left ventricular hypertrophy. She has severe anxiety, depression, but taking no medications. I hope palliative hospice care will help on that. She was asking about using the Ativan to help her sleep. I'm not primary care. I normally do not prescribe these medications. She needs to follow with Dr. Ganel or make appointment with new provider. She's thinking about Dr. Vashista. We will follow. All questions answered. Condition is guarded. Poor prognosis. End of dictation.